Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm asking you, what did you do?
Well, Mr. Hendry, the woman cut me off in traffic. I had my grandson with me.
I understand what she did. You say you threw a bottle?
I threw up. I was angry, and I had a plastic, one of these plastic bottles of Coca-Cola. And I threw the bottle at her, and I gave her the finger. And I'll tell you something. I had my grandson with me.
Well, that, to me, that sounds like road rage.
But what is she going to do? You see, the point that I'm trying to make is, what is she going to do? She's a woman. She can't do anything about it. And let me tell you something. And
all right, she pulled out in traffic.
It was at the Alhambra Mall, and she pulled out in front of me. I had to hit the brakes so hard that the car literally, my car literally lurched forward. And thank God that my grandson was in a car, in a baby seat. And I said, that boy, I'll tell you right now, that tears it. And I went around, and that's when I threw the bottle out the window at her. Now, I'm having a hard time dealing. What is your question?
Well, my question is, I know she cut you off. I know it was ignorant. There's ignoramuses in traffic every day. And I'm sure that they, when they do the stupid things they do, they think that they're in the right and everybody else is wrong. But flipping her off, you know, is I'm just telling you, that's what's technically called road rage.
No, it's road rage when you get into a fight.
Well, if you're flipping her off, you don't know what's going to happen.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. It was a woman. What's she going to do about it? Let me tell you something. A woman, these women give the finger to you. Brother, I'll tell you right now, they're going to, when they cut you off in traffic, I mean, no way are they going to do anything about it. That's why it's okay to do what I did. And I understand the point you're making.
No,
I understand the point you're making.
That it's road rage.
Yes, sir. But there's not going to be any escalation because it was a female that I threw the bottle, the plastic bottle at, and I flipped off.
All right. Well, then let's talk about this. Do you think that that's bullying?
No, sir. No, that's not bullying. What do you mean by bullying?
Because it's a female, and because she's not going to do anything, because a man flipped her off and threw a plastic Coke bottle at her, don't you think, you know, that you're bullying her?
She was coming into the... She was clearly in the wrong, and I'm not clear. My point is, what is she going to do, all right?
What if she'd been a man?
You know something, sir?
What if that had been a man that you flipped off and threw a plastic Coke bottle at?
You know what? I'm not even going to dignify that question. That's a hypothetical question. I won't. If you're a woman and you cut me off in traffic, let me tell you, Mr. Hendry, that I'm a Korean War veteran, and I fought for this country.
But you didn't answer my question. If that was a man,
I told you I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, sir. Now I'm going to tell you a story. I'm a Korean War veteran, and I was on leave for 2 weeks in Tokyo. This was in the spring of 1951. And we went to what they called in those days a geisha house. And this was when I was a young man and I was not married. And I'm certainly not proud, of some of the things I did. But we went in there and they said they'd give you, in those days they called it a rub down.
Like a massage or something.
I beg your pardon?
Like a massage?
Yes, sir. And so she says she's going to give me this rub down. Well, I got a rub down, but I found out from the other fellas that the other girls did the business. And then I got a rub down, and I said to this gal, how come you give the other guys got the business, and I'm just getting a rub down? She said, well, you said you wanted a rub down. I said, well, I understand.
And all right, so she stiffed you on what you thought you were going to get, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Well, let me tell you what. I came back later that night, and I broke out some windows in the place, and I cut up the furniture. Because no woman is going to emasculate me, and they can't do anything about it, too, because they're women, all right? Now, you bring that into the present day, And this woman, there you go, she cuts me off, and I said to my grandson, I didn't say it to him, but I was thinking, boy, it's just like 1951 when the woman gave me the rub down, and you know, and so...
All right, so you flip her off, you take a plastic bottle, you throw it at her car.
That's correct.
Well, that's what I call road rage.
No, it's not road rage. If you see, you're not following me. What's she going to do? Get into a fist fight with me? Forget it. She's not going to. She's a female. And so,
and you won't answer my question. If that had been a man,
I won't even dignify it with her. If that had been a man, it's got nothing to do with the price of tea in China. I'm talking about what happened today.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out. Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. So it's safe to throw a plastic Coke bottle at a woman and flip her off in traffic because she's a woman. That's what you're saying.
Well, hold on for a minute. I did not just pick this woman out at random and throw a bottle at her. She cut me off in traffic. She endangered my life and the life of my grandson. And I certainly...
Well, she did a stupid thing. Absolutely. People do it every day. I see it all the time.
And the other thing that you're missing, it was a plastic Coke bottle. It was not made out of glass. It was plastic. Okay.
Yeah, but I know. But in a lot of people toss anything at their car, flip them off, and it is a fighting. It is an invitation to a physical fight.
That is true. But with a woman, it's safe to do. So I was. You're asking me, was I engaged in road rage? No. I thought about what I was about to do, and I realized it's a female. I can do what I want. What is she going to do about it? You see? So,
and that's when I ask you, don't you feel like that's bullying?
No, sir, that is not bullying. A bully is someone who will beat you up and leave you and beat you. I didn't beat her up. I flipped her off, and I threw a plastic Coke bottle at her. And she started it. And my grandson was there,
All right, so your grandson's there, and what's the message you're sending to him?
Well, sir,
I mean, you're sending to him, somebody cuts you off in traffic, you can throw a bottle.
No, you cannot. It was a female. And the message I'm sending to him is not to be violent against women, because I never laid a hand on her. All right?
Well, I disagree.
Well, you disagree. Isn't that nice? I'm telling, Mr. Henry, we're talking about my grandson.
Well, you're showing your grandson an angry response to some slight in traffic, which was probably unintended.
You don't know if it's unintended. And I really take exception to the idea that I'm showing my grandson violence. I'm showing him, if it's a woman, you can throw a bottle and flip and give her the finger because she's what she got to do. It's not physical violence against women. The bottle was made out of plastic. And that's where we disagree.
You know what? I do more than disagree with you. I absolutely disdain you tossing that bottle and flipping that woman off. If we're going to take every incident personally that happens to us in traffic, we're going to be involved in all kinds of incidents.
I'm not taking every... Apparently, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I said it was a female.
All right, so the female cuts you off...
And it's safe to flip off a female.
All right, so if it's a woman...
I'm saying if it's a woman and you're a man, you're safe giving her the finger.
Because she's not going to cheat...
She can't do anything about it. I didn't say hit her.
So are you telling your grandson if a woman slights you in traffic...
You can give her the finger and she won't do anything. And not just that, if a woman slight... Like when that gal told me I was going to get her up down. And all I got, and that's what I got. You know, you could give her the finger. You can't. It won't be a problem. See, you're trying to find something wrong with what I'm saying, but my logic is pretty airtight.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. If a woman cuts you off in traffic, it's okay to give her the finger because what's she going to do? Maybe it's dangerous with a guy, although he won't answer the question. What if it was a man who did that to you? He said, I won't dignify it with a response. 1-800-449-8686. With me is Lloyd Bonafide. He was in traffic today around Alhambra, and apparently somebody cut him off. He threw a plastic Coke bottle at her car and gave her the finger. I told him I thought it was road rage. He says, no, it wasn't road rage. It was a woman. I can flip her off safely. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic barber? You savvy?
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd, you're a Korean War vet?
Yes, sir. I was with the United States Navy.
Okay. And you were saying about a friend of yours?
Yeah, I was talking with a very dear friend. He's our next-door neighbor over here. He borders by the western portion of my property. Dick Steelworth, who was with the 82nd Airborne, they saw some of the first fighting at Normandy. And anyway, I said to him, now, you realize that you can't, in traffic, if a woman does something wrong, you can give her the finger and she won't do anything. And he thought about it. He said, you know what? You got a good point, see? So the point is, women think they can get away with driving stupid, but I can give them the finger and they can't do anything about it because...
Well, the implication is they're weaker, and they have to take abuse. But that's why I say
it's not abuse, sir. When someone almost murders my grandson, and I instinctively throw an empty Mountain Dew bottle at them, and it was made out of plastic. So I very much not, I don't get it. Whatever it is you're trying to lay down, I'm not buying.
Well. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Jennifer. Jennifer, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Hi, Lloyd.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just calling because I think that what you're teaching your grandson is absolutely ridiculous. I realize that you come from a different time and a different, a different era.
From the caveman times. I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, I'm referring to the way that you. I realize that you think so little of women to demean them the way that you seem to do.
No, I won't even dignify that with a response.
That's fine. You've had your chance. I just want to talk now. I just want to talk, and I think that's wonderful. That's great. But all I'm saying to you is that your grandson's going to grow up and he's going to listen and watch the things that you do. And regardless of what you say, you don't dignify, you don't think that it's right for him to hit women, you're showing him that it's okay to treat women this way because they are women. And who knows?
No, not because they're women.
That's not true, because that's what you've said five times.
Yeah, that's what you've said.
But hold on. You see, it's not just treating women that way. I told you about it isn't, because I told you it's women who abuse you, like the geisha who said she's going to give me a rub down, but it was understood.
No, it wasn't understood, because she said to you that, from what you said, that you said a rub down. You didn't say anything else. Maybe these other people went in there and made another comment. And another thing that you said is that you this woman couldn't do anything to you because she's a woman. Who's to say that she's not doing something to you because she's more intelligent than that? I mean, if it was a man, you're saying that you wouldn't do it?
I won't dignify that with a response.
If it was a man, you would be afraid to do it. I think that's terrible that you're hiding behind the fact that you're a man and you think that a woman...
Jennifer,
if it was me, I would stop.
I'm a Korean War veteran. I've seen some things that would make you vomit. Lunch you haven't even eaten yet.
I apologize, and I thank you for what you did for our country, but that does not give you the right to treat women that way or to portray the kind of things that you're doing to your grandson.
Well, that's the point that I was trying to make.
Hold on. Resent the implication that I'm treating all women this way. I'm treating a woman who cut me off.
Are you saying that you've never cut somebody off? Is that what you're trying to say, that you've never cut anybody off?
I have not. I drive very well.
You've never cut anybody off?
I bet you drive very well, and I drive very well, too.
Right, I've
but
never
I can
cut
honestly say
off.
That I've accidentally cut somebody off at some point.
Well, then you deserve to get the finger. Well, why do you laugh? And so that's what Dick Steelworth said, and he dropped into Normandy with the 82nd Airborne. I think he's seen a few things, too.
Well, wait, I'm confused. Even if a guy's mistakenly cuts somebody off, it's a woman, she deserves to get the finger.
Yes.
And she can't do anything about it because she's a female.
Exactly.
But if it's a guy, you won't even dignify it with a response.
Mr. Henry, women have...
No, just give me the answer.
Women have this idea that because they're female, they can get away with murder. This gal tells me, it was in Japanese, so I can't... Papa-san or whatever, I'll give you a rubdown, wink, wink, nod, nod. All I got was a lousy rubdown. The other guy's got the business.
And I apologize for that for her and
what
for
whatever reason. What are you apologizing for? Was it, were you her?
Well, because obviously that has turned you against that, women.
It sounds to me like that was the beginning of, you come off a farm or something?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, is that your first experience with a big city where you got taken in some kind of some prostitute took you?
You know something? This gal claims, you say you know this woman, ma'am?
I know which woman?
You say you apologize for her.
Well, I apologize for the way you were treated,
yeah.
Because it's obviously scarred you for life.
Where are you from? You're not from Yokohama, are you? Yokohama, are you?
The Japanese woman. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Crystal, hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
I have a comment for that guy.
Yes, dear, this is Lloyd.
Hi, I'm
Hello,
16
dear.
Years old.
I beg pardon?
I'm 16 years old.
Well, God bless you.
And I don't think it was right that you flipped her off and threw anything at her, because that is just rude.
Well, I just tossed her the bone. See, what she did was, she comes out in front of the traffic, my grandson's car
seat. It does not matter.
What if my grandson...
Yeah, she may have been stupid at pulling out in front of you, but yeah, you should be the bigger man and not thrown anything at her.
Crystal, I know someday you may want to be a mother and you may want to have a child.
Actually, I don't.
All right, but let's just say it's me. And I don't know if you know what it's like to lift a baby out of a car seat and it's limp and dead. And if I lifted my...
What did you say?
I'm telling you now, if I pulled my grandson out of that car seat and his head just lolled down with a snapped neck... Because that bimbo came out of...
Well, that is a hypothetical question, and you will not... You told that...
Well, I'll tell you what. If anything ever happens to my grandson, I will throw the whole world into the street.
I would, too. But still, my mom, she about got hit by a car.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. Was it her fault?
Yeah, well, the lady came on her side, and she didn't do nothing. She just stopped, and that was it. And you should have done the same thing.
Lloyd, what if two women are involved, and one woman cuts another woman off? Is it okay for the woman who got cut off to flip off the lady?
Well, when you got two women involved, boy, I tell you what, brother. Have you ever seen two women go at it? It's the most frightening thing, and it's like a cat fight. I wouldn't want any part of that.
Well, what does that mean? So you're saying flip each other off?
No, sir, I would not recommend it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, dear.
Every man consider two women fighting a cat fight.
Well, I can tell you, dear...
They can fight the same way as men do.
Yeah, but there's a lot of hair pulling and slapping. And the other thing women do to each other, they spank.
There's no reason to get angry, though.
Well, but here's the deal. I saw a couple of gals go at it. We were in Fort Benning, Georgia. These were two members of the what we used to call the Women's Air Corps, the WACs. And they went at it in a bar fight one night. And I'll tell you what, they were cleaning blood and flesh off the wall for weeks.
Bull crap.
I am telling you the truth. It was one of the bloodiest fights
even
I ever saw.
I don't believe that. Because
wait a second, you're a little tiny girl calling me a liar? I'm a Korean War veteran.
Apparently I am.
Well, you know what?
Because
now that just cut it. If I ever see you in traffic, I'll flip you off, too, even though you're a little
you
tiny girl.
You flip me off, I'll just pray for you. How about that?
You'll pray for me, huh?
I'll pray for you.
Who's that laughing? Who's that laughing in the background?
Nobody flicks me off that I don't go and pray for, okay?
You're one of them Jesus freaks, huh, that I read so much about in the newspaper?
You call me a freak. Go right ahead. I am proud to be a Jesus freak.
If you were my granddaughter, I'd spank you, man.
Oh. All right, listen,
you're not
Crystal,
Jesus freak?
Thank you very much, Crystal.
Women have the, you know, when you get older, oh.
What?
I won't, I'll keep my comments to myself, but I'll tell you this much. I saw two gals going at it one night at this, we were over in, well, I could tell you where it was.
I don't want to hear your story. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide, if ever there's a time and a place to flip somebody off in traffic, it's if you're a guy and it's a woman, you can flip her off. What's she going to do? She's a woman and you're a guy. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But when you cut, I'm talking with Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd, you're by the way, you're a retired heating and plumbing guy?
Yes, sir. I had a heating and plumbing business in the Alhambra, San Gabriel Valley area until about 1990. And I gave that over to my daughter and the man she married. So they run the business now out of Portland, Oregon. I want to make an additional point, Mr. Hendry.
Go ahead.
When that woman cut me off in traffic today, what she's saying is, when you finally bring your car to a stop, the baby that you lift out of that car seat will be limp in your arms.
Oh, come on.
I mean it. And, buddy, I'll tell you right now, I didn't go to war and fight for this country to lift my grandson from a car seat, only to have his little head just loll back. And the tongue hanging out. And I will tell you...
Oh, come on. The woman made a mistake.
Yeah, she makes a mistake with my grandson. That'll be the last mistake she ever makes in her life. And she should consider herself lucky that all she got was a finger and a plastic Mountain Dew bottle.
But you say any woman is fair game to flip off. And that's what we're talking about. 1-800-449-8686.
Because what is she going to do? Is she going to get out and fight me? Well, that's a hot one.
I guess that got you off the mind of your dead grandkid with his tongue hanging out, huh?
You know, sir, I won't even dignify that with a comment.
Here is Vivian. Vivian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is that you're lucky that she wasn't somebody that was in road rage and had a gun. She could have done something.
What do you mean?
That's what you don't realize.
What do you mean, a gun?
You think just because it was a female, she couldn't have done something? You jeopardized your grandson. She could have shot you. What if she had had a gun?
Wait a second. There's no women that carry guns.
Don't count on that, fella.
Wait a minute. I never heard of...
Yeah, that lady's making a really good point.
Today, you can't count on it, fella. You jeopardized your grandson to think that a woman wouldn't do something. There's a lot of crazy people out there, including women as well as men.
Most of the people that carry guns are men.
No. You're so wrong there.
Well, actually, he's right.
Just because you
actually, he's right. Most of the licenses for weapons are carried by men. But your point is a good point.
Yes.
Doesn't mean women don't carry guns.
That's it.
And
look, when was the last time you saw a woman in the news who shot another, you know, a guy with a kid in a car seat? Never.
You are taking a chance with your grandson, fellow, to think that a woman can't do something about it.
Ma'am,
you know,
she
if you
already
flipped her
did
off,
something
that's
about
one
it.
Thing. If you flipped her off, that's one thing. But if you throw something at her, she could have thrown something back and you could have wrecked.
Ma'am, what's she going to do worse than what she did? She pulls out in front of me. She could have snapped the neck of my grandson. And as I lift... So you think it's funny?
Yes, I do. To think that she couldn't have done something.
A dead child is funny to you.
No.
Yeah,
to think that she couldn't do something
is
a ridiculous thing.
I rest my case.
Well, no, the lady made a point if she had a gun.
No, she thinks dead children are funny.
Oh, you're so juvenile.
Did you not laugh when I said about my grandson being limp in the car seat? Didn't you laugh?
Yeah, at you, not at the fact that your grandson would be limp in a car.
Sir. Why are you laughing at me, ma'am? Because I love my grandson?
No, because you're being foolish to think that someone else couldn't do something about it because they were a female. That's where you're wrong, and you jeopardized your grandson by doing that.
Well, ma'am, you're defending a woman who was driving in traffic in such a way that it could have snapped my grandson's neck.
And I was defending your grandson as well.
No, you think it's okay if she snaps my grandson's neck.
The chauvinistic male, you think you're always right. Yep, that's...
You know what I'd do with you? I'd flip you off.
You know what? I'd flip you right back.
What would you do then?
What do you mean, what would I do then?
Yeah.
If a woman flips you back.
Well, if I picked up a limp baby out of that car...
I got it about the limp baby in the car seat. Everything's so personal with you, man.
Yeah.
Nobody calls me a fool. That's number one. And, lady, if you were here right now...
What would you do?
Let me just say this. You'd pay the fiddler.
You're not a dignified Korean person.
I'm not Korean at all. I'm American.
I'm talking about the war.
You keep bringing up the Korean War. You think I'm Korean? That's also an insult.
I said you keep bringing up that you fought in the Korean War. What does that have to do with
anything? Well, you're talking about intelligence. You think I'm Korean.
She said the Korean War.
Listen to what I'm saying.
That's not what she said. She said I wasn't a dignified Korean. You calling me a zipper? Is that what you're saying?
A Korean War veteran.
No, she's calling me a zipper. That's what she's calling me. That's all right. I consider the source.
Vivian, thank you very much for your call.
So
I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Esther, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
I'm a Desert Storm veteran, Lloyd.
God bless you.
Okay? And I'm a female, and I'm 46 years old, and I would really appreciate if you would quit telling people that you're a veteran, because that you should be ashamed of those two things being together. Okay? So please don't say that in the same sentence.
As what? The same sentence as what?
I've seen things, too, that make people vomit. Okay? So,
well,
you don't
what
have
did you
to
see
add...
over in the Gulf War? What? What did you see
not,
over there?
It is really... We're not discussing that. All I'm asking you to do is quit telling people you're a veteran, because I'm a veteran and I would never do that. Okay?
You'd never do what?
Shoot the finger at somebody and throw things out the window. People make mistakes.
But you're a female. That's what I'm trying...
Well, now, this is a female Army veteran.
Yes.
A war veteran.
And you know, and
well, all right, I would make an exception for her because she served our country, but most of these females, it's, Katie bar the door.
Well, I'm glad I served my country, and I'd like for you to show a little restraint using a Korean War veteran because, you know, we're supposed to be honorable.
Well, we are supposed to be honorable, but we don't get anything. You know it as well as I do. The VA is a mess. They don't give our vets any medical. And I'm supposed to walk around out there and keep my mouth shut? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
Well, it's apparent that you don't keep your mouth shut about anything.
That's right.
But
you better...
two different issues you're talking about.
Look, you're Army. I got a friend of mine. You're Army, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got a buddy who's an Army 82nd Airborne in Normandy.
I heard that part.
And he says to me, it's okay to shoot the bird at some gal.
Well, you know, y'all are just ignorant then, and please don't tell everybody that you're a veteran and then tell everybody it's okay to abuse women. That's stupid. It's the same. I wouldn't abuse women.
Are you telling me that tossing the bone is abuse? Ha ha. Boy, oh boy. What I wouldn't give.
I tell you what, Lloyd. If you shot the bird at me and me being a veteran, And me having a little bit of that post-traumatic stress disorder like you do, I could out-whoop your ass.
Period. So you are black.
No, I'm not black. Oh, absolutely not. I'm so damn Caucasian. Okay?
Look, I outrank you, soldier. You'd be in the clink.
Well,
but I'll tell you something. I would buy
you. You are no longer in the military.
I'll buy you a beer some night. How's about that?
Well, that'll
be fine.
We'll talk about...
If you don't mind drinking with a swabby...
I don't mind drinking.
Hey, let me tell you what. With all due respect to you, this gal and I lift a limp kid out of a car seat.
Will you knock it off with the limp kid?
I understand being upset. In fact, most veterans do have road rage, and that's just all part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, and so, but, you know, I mean, you have to show some restraint. Believe me, there's people I wanted to chase down this road because they cut me off. I got hit.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you ever, I saw this in Korea going down the road. We got the Marines out of Chosin, and we're getting ready to go back to the ship, and I saw something laying in the road. It was a dead kid. Did you ever see that?
Well, I opened up an Abrams tank and saw body parts in there all blown up, one of our Abrams tanks. And, yeah, I saw several Iraqis, you know, bloated and blowing up. And,
Oh, man.
You know, I had to fire my weapon. You know, I had to fire. I went through the same thing as you did.
My left arm hurts. What does that mean?
What?
My left arm hurts. What does it mean?
Your left arm?
Yes.
Get off the phone. Find your wife.
Am I having a heart attack?
Just get off the phone, man.
Hey, let me say one more thing. I saw this Mr. Spock-haired zipper laying there.
Okay, get off the phone. Esther, thank you so much for calling us. Thanks for your service to our country.
Well, thank you. And just don't let people think that we're all like that, okay?
Man, the left arm's killing me.
I said to get this guy off the phone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Esther. Guy's about ready to have a heart attack. Are you okay?
I got to tell you something, Phil. I think I'm done for.
Get off the phone. call a doctor.
So you think a man dying's funny, huh? Okay.
No, I don't. Just get off the phone and call a doctor.
I'm having a hard time breathing, but I want to say one thing. I'm dying, Phil. I know I'm dying. Baba Booey.
Well, that's great. I'm dying, Phil. I know I'm dying. Baba Booey. I saw Mr. Spock's zipper laying. You know something? I don't even want to dignify that with a comment. 1-800-449-8686. Still ahead tonight. We're going to meet your friend, Bud?
Yeah, he's going to be here soon.
Lanson, okay. And let's see, what else? Oh, Scared Straight, the McDonald's edition. Coming up on Monday night, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Still more to come on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up next hour, Bob Bakian and Scared Straight, the McDonald's edition. 1-800-449-8686. We'd like to thank Lloyd Bonafide and his bullcrap, Baba Booey. And also Herb Sewell was our guest last hour. Thank you very much, Herb, for your book. We're really fascinated to read all about how George Bush makes fart sounds in church. Whatever. Take a look at a little bit of email, and the reason why is because we got a lot of email from women who said, "Hi, Phil, I'm a woman, and I like your show." And I'm very grateful that we... And this one woman wrote, she said, "And I'm not a lesbian." And, in fact, more than one woman wrote me and said, "I like your show, Phil, and I'm not a lesbian." Well, I'm not saying that only lesbians can like this show. I'm saying that women who are comfortable with men... And I'm not really sure that a lot of lesbians are comfortable with men. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not trying to knock them or anything. There's many lesbians who are very fine people, and some are, you know, are nice people, but they're not comfortable with men. See, a lot of women have been traumatized by men, fathers, uncles, you know, scumbags like that, and so they've got a problem relating to men, and some are angry, and some take it out on every man they ever meet, and some of those people are lesbians, is all I'm trying to say. But we did get some nice mail from people. I'm trying to find some. I'm a 23-year-old female listener. You're right on the nose. I love your show and prefer hanging out with guys, especially since burps and flatulence are always funny. And guys are just more laid back. You know how many women write with that? Guys are more laid back. More than one woman will always write and say, the reason why I'm more comfortable hanging out with guys is they're more laid back. That's interesting. See, I never considered us laid back. But in comparison to women, I guess we are. You wouldn't know it, just being around other guys. You know, if you're playing a card game or just the competitiveness of business or sports or what have you, I don't think guys would describe each other as laid back. But compared to women, women are always, I guess, competing with each other, huh, Bud?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know why I'm asking you. The last woman you were with was...
Your mom.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, that's so funny. And let's let's see, one more here from a woman. I'm one of the girls that likes your show, and your description of the girls that like your show describes me very well. I especially like your Clara Bingham character, Pat Bingham. Oh, cool. She's a woman who says that the guy, you know, she agrees with the fact that women who like this show are women who are comfortable with. See, I'm not just one of these guys that's going to sit here and say, well, this is a show for men, and I won't even address it. You know, there's a lot of shows that are 25 to 54-year-old men shows. Well, it's a sports show, and it's just for men. No, I reject that whole notion. So when we do have a female fan, I not only talk about it, but I ask, why? Why? When traditionally this show is supposed to be a man's show. Well, the reason why some women are attracted to this show is because, A, they happen to like men. They like men's sense of humor. They are at ease in the company of men. And this is, I'm not talking about chicks that, you know, for instance, the kind of girls that would dance at our bachelor parties. Those are the other kind of girls. I'm talking about the girls that hung out with us, and most of the guys were intimidated by. They wanted to have sex with her, but they didn't quite know how to approach her because she could kick their ass at pool. That kind of woman. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's him right now.
All right, bring him in. Bring him in.
All right. Morning, man. How you doing?
And what is your name? You're Lanson, right?
I am. Yeah. It's good to meet you.
It's good to meet you, sir. So you know Bud, huh?
Yeah, I know Bud from a party I was at over here. One of my friends from the Ravens.
I was parking cars at it.
You were parking cars.
Yeah, he was parking cars. He said that you do a radio show, so.
Well, it's good to meet you, sir. So, you were playing with the Ravens last season?
Yes, that's right. I played Coach Billick last year, and I played two seasons with Tampa Bay before that.
And you were free agent this year?
That's correct. But right now, what I'm trying to do is maximize my potentialities. I'm looking at a lot of different avenues to explore, you know.
He wants to maybe be on a radio.
You're looking at a broadcasting career?
I'm looking at a lot of different avenues for my talents right now. You know, I might go back into football next season, but right now I'd like to explore broadcasting. That's one of the things, yeah.
Well, you're welcome to sit and watch the show.
All right, and your name is Phil, right?
Yeah, Phil Hendry.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, sir. All right. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life.